There's a major employment discrimination ruling out of the Supreme Court today. The justices sided with workers, making it easier for them to sue employers for retaliating against those who filed discrimination claims. The decision favored a woman who was transferred into a job that was more physically demanding after she complained about sexual harassment. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Sheila White, a 5-foot-1-inch forklift operator, was the first woman hired by Burlington Northern Railroad to work on the tracks in Tennessee. But when she complained of sexual harassment, she was reassigned.
I was told the very same day that I would no longer be operating the forklift. They would put me on the railroad tracks.
That meant lifting 100-pound jackhammers, hauling rocks, constant travel, and longer hours. White then filed a retaliation claim with the EEOC, and a week later she was suspended for insubordination. After 37 days, she was reinstated with back pay. The company's position was that it had the right to move her to other duties and that she'd been compensated for her suspension. A jury concluded, however, that White had been the victim of illegal retaliation and awarded her $43,000. Burlington Northern then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Backed by the Bush administration, the company contended that the standard used for evaluating illegal retaliation was too lenient and allowed recovery for trivial matters not connected to hiring, firing, promotion, or permanent loss of pay. But today, 8 justices of the Supreme Court disagreed, declaring instead that any action that would dissuade a reasonable person from filing a complaint is retaliation banned by the Civil Rights Act. Writing for the court majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said that retaliation comes in all forms. It does not have to be related to hiring, firing, or promotion, or permanent loss of pay. He said being without a paycheck for 37 days can be a great hardship, as is doing a far more physically arduous and dirty job. And he pointed to other kinds of non-economic retaliation, cases where employees have faced death threats and the filing of false criminal charges in retaliation for filing discrimination claims. There are some limits, though, to what may be considered retaliation, Breyer said. An action must be more severe than a trivial harm, something above and beyond the ordinary tribulations of the workplace, something more than the sporadic use of abusive language, gender-related jokes, and petty slights. And the standard must be flexible enough to allow for differing conditions, Breyer said. A work schedule change may make little difference to most workers, but may matter enormously to a young mother with school-aged children. Applying this standard, the court ruled that Sheila White had indeed been the victim of illegal retaliation. Justice Samuel Alito would have applied the more restrictive standard limiting retaliation to job-related economic harm, but he agreed that even under that standard, White would win. Civil rights lawyers said today that the court ruling makes a sea change in the law in many parts of the country where lower courts had made retaliation claims hard to win. Donald Donati represents Sheila White.
For employees, it's an amazing victory. It changes the course of law in 7 circuits to a much broader standard for viewing retaliation cases. It's going to make it easier for people to complain about discrimination without suffering retaliatory consequences.
Stephen Bocat of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce conceded the decision was a loss that the business community would now just have to learn to live with.
I think the inclination, of course, is going to be to err on the side of not taking any even slightly adverse action against an employee with a pending discrimination charge.
Bocat said that retaliation suits have grown dramatically in the last decade, but he conceded that most do not involve much money and are settled out of court. Indeed, as Bocat observed, Burlington Northern's appeal to the Supreme Court cost the company considerably more than Sheila White's jury award. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.